Hey guys, how you guys doing today? My name is Ashley Tate. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. I am a author here in Baltimore, Maryland. I wrote two books this year. It's called #Crowned, A Spiritual Journey Guide. The first book, I basically talk about my life, about all the things I've been through and how I overcame with God on my side. And just all my trials and tribulations and the things that I've been through in my life. And my second one is called Crowned, #Crowned, I Promise to Never Be Broken Again. And that title just came to me out of nowhere because I made a commitment to myself this year that whatever I go through in this life, any trials, tribulations, challenges, hardships, I would never give up and I would never allow it to break me. A little bit about myself. I am 29 years of age. I just turned 29 August the 2nd. I have three beautiful children. Madison, she's 6. Mackenzie, she's 4. And Morgan is 5 months. So I am a mom. And right now, I'm searching to find my purpose and my passion. My passion is writing. I love to write. Writing has been my therapy for quite some time. It has really helped me with a lot of things in my life. I go everywhere with my books. I go everywhere with a book and a pen in hand, and I'm willing to just write down everything I've ever went through in my life. I am currently a survivor of domestic violence. I've been in a relationship with a guy who was older than me. We shared Madison together, but I left him because I felt like if I didn't, I was going to hurt myself or him and lose everything I've ever worked so hard for. So I had to leave him when my daughter was 3. I am a survivor from there for 3 years. I also overcame being homeless with my children. Wow, it's so much. That I want to talk about on this podcast. I don't want to, you know, take forever. But, wow. Being homeless with your children is one of the most heartbreaking things ever. I was homeless with my first two children from 2015 to 2017. And I did things that I didn't want to do for us to survive out here. But, you know, a mother has to do what a mother has to do. I had no choice. We finally got our own place in 2017 in December. And I thank God because I thought that that trial was never going to end. But God had a plan for me and my children. And we have been in our own home since 2017. Glory to God. Child trauma. I'm a survivor of that as well. I've been molested since I was a really young child. I have also been involved in a rape when I was younger. And I kept it all bottled inside for quite some time. Because at that time, I became a monster. I became a monster because of the things I went through and the people that I've had in my life. I've had a lot of anger built inside of me. But as I grew older, I learned to just not let it get to me, not let my past or my failures or my mistakes validate who I am. Wow, and I'm also a survivor of having low self-esteem. I've had really so low self-esteem for quite some time. I never liked my skin complexion. I'm brown skin, and I've always wanted to be light skin because I thought that light skin girls, they had more praise in this world, and they got much respect, and they had more opportunities than us brown skin girls. I'm a little... I wouldn't say overweight, but I'm a little chunky, you know. I've had 3 kids, so I have a lot of baby fat. So I'm short. I have brown eyes. And it took me a really long time to love myself, ladies and gents. It took me a very long time to love myself. I just started loving myself this year. And one thing I would like to say is you have to love yourself in order for you to forgive people who have hurt you, for you to move past yourself, to be the best version of yourself, and to also, you know, just love yourself. That's so true, so that you can love someone else. So this is my introduction. I'll be doing more podcasts in the future. So thank you so much. Hey guys, it's me again. Wow. I just have a question. Have you guys ever been in relationships all your life? They were all toxic and they were so emotionally draining and so confusing, and it's a shame of the things that us women we put up with just to have someone love us and to say that they love you. And it's like they can say all they want to say, but it's like their actions don't match with their words. And I've been in every type of relationship you can ever think about. I've been in abusive relationships. I've been in mentally abusive relationships, physically abusive relationships, spiritually abusive relationships. I've had relationships where it broke me. It really made me so, so, so insecure about myself. I didn't really grow up with my father. My father was in and out of my life. And when he was in my life, he was a very, very, very abusive man. And I wanted somebody to love me because he didn't. He made a lot of promises to me that he really couldn't keep. And, I searched for love in all the wrong places, and it only led me to destruction. It only led me to not loving myself. It led me to not thinking that I was worthy of someone loving me because of things I've been through. I put up with so much from men for years because I just wanted someone to love me that was a man figure. That's why I think I had kind of an infatuation or an attraction to older men because I didn't have my dad around. And it only led me to be hurt a lot. And the one thing I can say to a lot of women out there, know your worth, know your value, and also you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're in for a world of pain. You're in for a world of confusion. You're in for a world of hurt and tears and heartbreak. And if you love yourself, and if you're in an abusive relationship, you have to leave. If you do not leave the abusive relationship, it's going to drain you. It's going to break you. It's going to even let you question, why am I even here? My jealous father made me want to commit suicide just to get away from him. Because that's how bad he hurt me. So for women out there who think that, oh, he hits me because he loves me. No, that is not the case. Or if you say, oh man, what was another one I say? Okay, so he told me that he would not do it again, so I believe him. As I tend, he will. Sometimes when men abuse their wives, their girlfriends, anything, they abuse your children. And I've encountered, I've seen on TV so many children dying by the hands of their fathers or their mothers who were abusive to them. And it saddens me because these women just want love from someone that they put up with so much from a man. But it only affects you mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. Love does not hurt. Love does not make you cry. Love is not bruises or scars. Or it causes you to limp because you're in so much pain. That's not love. First of all, you have to love God. You have to love yourself. And you love to, and you have to love the people who love you unconditionally. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter who you are or what your past was, those are the people that you have to love. If someone hits you in a relationship, you better leave. You better get out of there. You better skedaddle. Because 9 out of 10, a man is only gonna do what you allow them to do. I had to learn that the hard way. I made so many excuses for this man. You know, maybe I made him mad, and maybe it's the stuff that I said out my mouth, or the way how I looked at him, or the things I said, or maybe I'm too loud. It's so much stuff. He made me feel like crap. He made me feel like I was the lowest person in this whole world. That's how bad he made me feel. And I believe that, I know that I'm a survivor. And I know my worth now to this day. I'm in a relationship right now. And I am happy. I'm happy. And with my child's father, he tried to come back into my life, y'all. He did. But I cut that, you know, shortly off. Because it's not nothing that can be said or done to repair the damage that he caused. If God brings you out of something, you never go back. Never go backwards. You move forward. I talk about that in my book all the time. Domestic violence is real. It's killing us. Men are killing us. You know, and it's a war right now. It's a war. It's with us, with love in ourselves. There's a war right there. But it's up to you. Are you going to win that war, or are you going to let that war defeat you? But you never settle for anything. You never settle for anybody. Because if that's the case, God damn it, you can do bad all by yourself. I'm a Christian woman. I'm very religious. I'm very spiritual. But I believe in that. I really believe in that. You better know your worth. You better know your value. Because if you don't, this world is going to swallow you whole. And I had to learn that myself. And I look back on my life, and out of all relationships I've ever been in, the relationship I'm in now, we have our ups and downs, but no relationship is not perfect. And he makes me very happy. He loves my children just as much as he loves me. And ladies, if you find a good man, keep him. Never allow your past relationships to come into your new relationship. Because trust and believe me, I'm a living testimony that will break your relationship. That will cause that man to walk out on you. And you will miss your blessing. Many of us, we pray for a good man. God, please send me a good man. Please send me a good man. Please. And when we get him, oh, he don't make enough money. Oh, this, that, and the third. We find every single little thing to complain about them. Everything. Every single thing. But that could have been that one man. that could have rescued you from all your pain and your troubles. So, ladies, give that man a chance. Take that time to yourself for one. Let me tell you something. You better take that time out for you. You better travel. You better read a book. You better do something. Take that time out for you to get your mind right. Because when you hop into another relationship after you've been damaged from the past relationship, oh, honey, you in for a roller coaster of your life, honey. So it's good to take baby steps in towards being in a relationship after you just came from a toxic one. That toxicity, it follows you. If you don't take time for yourself for one, you take baby steps towards of getting into another relationship for two. And third of all, you got to forgive that person who hurt you. My child's father, I forgive him. I forgive him. But I don't want no parts of him. Because I remember everything he said, everything he did, and every feeling he made me feel. And I don't want to go back to that. I love him because he's the father of my child, for one, yes. But I don't want no more parts of him. I want no more parts of him. You know, and I don't regret anything. I don't regret it. Because I did what was best for me and for my children. I don't want my children to see a man put his hands on me or disrespect me in front of them. Because they're going to grow up and think that it's okay for a man to do that to them. No, 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 no. And he's going to think it's okay for him to put his hands on my children. We not having that. So ladies, if you are in an abusive relationship with a man, leave. Let them go and move forward and spend time with you. It is nothing wrong with spending time with you, getting to know you. What makes you happy? What makes you mad? What makes you sad? What makes you enjoy your life? Spend time with those who love you for you. And if you're in an abusive relationship, you better leave. If you're in the Baltimore area, there's this place called Turnaround Inc. Turnaround Inc. helps women with sex trafficking and domestic violence. And we have so many organizations here in Baltimore that will really, really help you. We got House of Ruth. We got Turnaround Inc. We got Araminta Freedom Initiative. Really great, a really, really great program. It's really awesome. I met the lady, Miss Janice Phillips, and she's awesome. Turnaround Inc., Miss Rachel Tsai, she's awesome. And House of Ruth, I don't remember their names. I'm not even gonna lie. It's been a very long time since I've been to House of Ruth. I ain't going in front of you. But it's a lot of great organizations across the world for women with domestic violence. So again, love you, love yourself, and love God. God loves you. Love yourself and leave the man alone, because he ain't no good. And if he decides to move on with his life, let him. Kudos. Sayonara, bitch. Peace out. Do something. Don't be all like, oh my God, he's moving on. I don't care what my other baby father doing, sweetheart. I don't care what he doing. To be honest, I'm happy. Shit, make another baby like how I did. Bye. I don't want no parts of him. And I hope he listening to this. He probably is going to listen to it, but I don't give a damn. I don't want no parts of him. And the woman that he with, I hope she finds out. And this is another thing. Whoever he with, their true color is going to show to that new woman. You don't have to do nothing but just sit back and just watch it. So again, ladies, I love you. Hey, guys. It's me again. Wow. I just have a question. Have you guys ever been in relationships all your life? They were all toxic and they were so emotionally draining and so confusing, and it's a shame of the things that us women we put up with just to have someone love us and to say that they love you. And it's like they can say all they want to say, but it's like their actions don't match with their words. And I've been in every type of relationship you can ever think about. I've been in abusive relationships. I've been in mentally abusive relationships, physically abusive relationships, spiritually abusive relationships. I've had relationships where it broke me. It really made me so, so, so insecure about myself. I didn't really grow up with my father. My father was in and out of my life. And when he was in my life, he was a very, very, very abusive man. And I wanted somebody to love me because he didn't. He made a lot of promises to me that he really couldn't keep. And I searched for love in all the wrong places. And it only led me to destruction. It only led me to not loving myself. It led me to not thinking that I was worthy of someone loving me because of things I've been through. I put up with so much from men for years because I just wanted someone to love me that was a man figure. That's why I think I had kind of an infatuation or an attraction to older men because I didn't have my dad around. And it only led me to be hurt a lot. And the one thing I can say to a lot of women out there, know your worth, know your value, and also you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're in for a world of pain. You're in for a world of confusion. You're in for a world of hurt and tears and heartbreak. And if you love yourself, and if you're in an abusive relationship, you have to leave. If you do not leave the abusive relationship, it's going to drain you. It's going to break you. It's going to even let you question, why am I even here? My jealous father made me want to commit suicide just to get away from him. Because that's how bad he hurt me. So for women out there who think that, oh, he hits me because he loves me. No, that is not the case. Or if you say, oh man, what was another one I say? Okay, so he told me that he would not do it again, so I believe him. 9 out of 10, he will. Sometimes when men abuse their wives, their girlfriends, anything, they abuse your children. And I've encountered, I've seen on TV so many children dying by the hands of their fathers or their mothers who were abusive to them. And it saddens me because these women just want love from someone that they put up with so much from a man. But it only affects you mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. Love does not hurt. Love does not make you cry. Love is not bruises or scars. Or it causes you to limp because you're in so much pain. That's not love. First of all, you have to love God. You have to love yourself. And you have to love the people who love you unconditionally. no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter who you are or what your past was, those are the people that you have to love. If someone hits you in a relationship, you better leave. You better get out of there. You better skedaddle. Because 9 times out of 10, a man is only going to do what you allow them to do. I had to learn that the hard way. I made so many excuses for this man. You know, maybe I made him mad, and maybe it's the stuff that I said out of my mouth, or the way how I looked at him, or the things I said, or maybe I'm too loud. It's so much stuff. He made me feel like crap. He made me feel like I was the lowest person in this whole world. That's how bad he made me feel. And I believe that I know that I'm a survivor. And I know my worth now to this day. I'm in a relationship right now. And I am happy. I'm happy. And with my child's father, he tried to come back into my life, y'all. He did. But I cut that, you know, shortly off. Because it's not nothing that can be said or done to repair the damage that he caused. If God brings you out of something, you never go back. Never go backwards. You move forward. I talk about that in my book all the time. Domestic violence is real. It's killing us. Men are killing us. You know, and it's a war right now. It's a war. It's with us, with love in ourselves. There's a war right there. But it's up to you. Are you going to win that war, or are you going to let that war defeat you? But you never settle for anything. You never settle for anybody. Because if that's the case, God damn it, you can do bad all by yourself. I'm a Christian woman. I'm very religious. I'm very spiritual. But I believe in that. I really believe in that. You better know your worth. You better know your value. Because if you don't, this world is going to swallow you whole. And I had to learn that myself. And I look back on my life, and out of all relationships I've ever been in, the relationship I'm in now, we have our ups and downs, but no relationship is not perfect. And he makes me very happy. He loves my children just as much as he loves me. And ladies, if you find a good man, keep him. Never allow your past relationships to come into your new relationship. Because trust and believe me, I'm a living testimony that will break your relationship. That will cause that man to walk out on you. And you will miss your blessing. Many of us, we pray for a good man. God, please send me a good man. Please send me a good man. Please. And when we get him, oh, he don't make enough money. Oh, this, that, and the third. We find every single little thing to complain about them. Everything. Every single thing. But that could have been that one man that could have rescued you from all your pain and your troubles. So, ladies, give that man a chance. Take that time to yourself for one. Let me tell you something. You better take that time out for you. You better travel. You better read a book. You better do something. Take that time out for you to get your mind right. Because when you hop into another relationship after you've been damaged from the past relationship, oh, honey, you in for a roller coaster of your life, honey. So it's good to take baby steps in towards being in a relationship after you just came from a toxic one. That toxicity, it follows you. If you don't take time for yourself for one, you take baby steps towards of getting into another relationship for two. And third of all, you gotta forgive that person who hurt you. My child's father, I forgive him. I forgive him. I forgive him. But I don't want no parts of him. Because I remember everything he said, everything he did and every feeling he made me feel. And I don't want to go back to that. I love him because he's the father of my child, for one, yes. But I don't want no more parts of him. I want no more parts of him. You know, and I don't regret anything. I don't regret it. Because I did what was best for me and for my children. I don't want my children to see a man put his hands on me or disrespect me in front of them. Because they're going to grow up and think that it's okay for a man to do that to them. No. And he's going to think it's okay for him to put his hands on my children. We not having that. So ladies, if you are in an abusive relationship with a man, leave. Let them go and move forward and spend time with you. It is nothing wrong with spending time with you, getting to know you. What makes you happy? What makes you mad? What makes you sad? What makes you enjoy your life? Spend time with those who love you for you. And if you're in an abusive relationship, you better leave. If you're in the Baltimore area, there's this place called Turnaround Inc. Turnaround Inc. helps women with sex trafficking and domestic violence. And we have so many organizations here in Baltimore that will really, really help you. We got House of Ruth. We got Turnaround Inc. We got Araminta Freedom Initiative. Really great, a really, really great program. It's really awesome. I met the lady, Miss Janice Phillips, and she's awesome. Turnaround Inc., Miss Rachel Tsai, she's awesome. And House of Ruth, I don't remember their names, I'm not even gonna lie. It's been a very long time since I've been to House of Ruth, I ain't going in front of you. But it's a lot of great organizations across the world for women with domestic violence. So again, love you, love yourself, and love God. God loves you. Love yourself and leave the man alone, because he ain't no good. And if he decides to move on with his life, let him. Kudos. Sayonara, bitch. Peace out. Do something. Don't be all like, oh my God, he's moving on. I don't care what my other baby father doing, sweetheart. I don't care what he doing. To be honest, I'm happy. Shit, make another baby like how I did. Bye. I don't want no parts of him. And I hope he listens to this. He probably is going to listen to it, but I don't give a damn. I don't want no parts of him. And the woman that he with, I hope she finds out. And this is another thing. Whoever he with, their true color is going to show to that new woman. You don't have to do nothing but just sit back and just watch it. So again, ladies, I love you.